the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I covered a ton of news in the last hour. I'm going to get into new Ford car automatically obeys speed limits. Headline should be Ford moves to make cars driverless. California approves bill banning child vaccine exemptions. This is huge news. Gearing up for robot wars, the Pentagon announces. That's just some of what's coming up. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. That's just some of what's coming up. But I want to go to a bunch of your calls. Darren, Donna, Joe, Chris, Rob, and many others. Let's go to Darren in Oklahoma right now. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, sir. I just wanted to call in. I'm here in Oklahoma City. I know Oklahoma City bombing was a catalyst for you in the beginning. And I was in second grade when it happened here, and it's laid into the fabric of the community here, and we have a high index of suspicion pretty much at all times here. And I wanted to let you know there's a National Homeland Security Summit from April 17th through the 20th here in Oklahoma City. They're advertising it on billboards throughout the city, specifically at the fairgrounds. And I just wanted to get your take on that, on the 20th anniversary of the bombing, the significance of it. And also I wanted to add a little snippet about Rockefeller being on the Transportation Committee in Congress as well. And one last thing, you're a mentor for me. I love you. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. You know, it's hard to believe that it's about to be 20 years since Oklahoma City. And the Citizen Network, when people really cared, when it was a smaller group of folks that were awake, almost day by day, they had a string of patriots who had live shows basically every night on Access TV on basic cable. And I was already going down there and starting to take some of the classes. It took about 6 months to go through them, just because they didn't offer them very often. It was just 7-8 nights. And I was already being a guest on a few shows, so I knew these people. And then Oklahoma City happened, and they were getting the tapes mailed to them from Oklahoma City 2 or 3 days after each newscast, and were airing VHS clips of bombs being removed and bombs found in the building and cops being killed that saw it, and General Parton giving press conferences, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, showing how the columns had blast points on them from Plastic. And then Jane Graham doing press conferences that she saw the feds planting the bombs. And I was there watching this. I mean, this was actually on local news. One station refused to shut up, and then they got bought by the New York Times about a month later. We even had that reporter on. And, I mean, I was just seeing it all. About a week after it happened, I was watching the live local feeds of the governors there. They found bombs. They were removing them. And then I would see articles in the news going, conspiracy theorists think there were bombs and think that there were newscasts saying there were bombs. But we all had the footage. And I took that stuff and condensed it down in my film, Road to Tyranny. But we even know the names of the guys that planted the bombs. We have their hotel receipts. We have them lying and saying they weren't in Oklahoma. I've had the cops on the show that were threatened that we'll murder your family, Don Browning and others. If you speak out, I've had Terrence Yakey's, was his mother or wife on, I think both, cop of the year, first cop to respond. And they started investigating it, so they tortured him to death. And it was the Justice Department. It was Eric Holder. Eric Holder ran it. Came out in lawsuits, the emails he was commanding the people. He hates patriots. Get it to blame us. It's a frame-up. Fauci, the guy Hollywood tells you is evil, Frank Underwood, Francis Underwood, he throws bricks through his window and gets sympathy. The real criminals in Washington, they blow up daycare centers and blame it on us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pests they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have a question. Presidency of the United States of America, our once great republic, a crown that is passed back and forth between two families, the Bushes and the Clintons. The fawning over Hillary Clinton that is going on, not just on CNN and MSNBC, but Fox News itself is disgusting. I was back there like a hungry wolf wanting another cup of coffee. Usually I only have about 2 a day. Usually I have one about 5 o'clock. I have one about 6 a.m. and 5 o'clock. I think I'm going to have a cup of coffee as soon as that watch pot that never got full is done. And I sat there for about 2 minutes listening to Fox News, watching Fox News, going, a formidable candidate, an incredible woman, regardless of what you think of her. Hillary, a real contender. A contender, her own party doesn't like her. Everybody's sick of her. She's worse than Brian Williams. She got caught in the exact same type of garbage, saying she flew into Bosnia and was under attack and had to run off the airfield when CBS News was there with her and showed that no one shot at them, nothing was happening, and she did a photo op. That's just one of hundreds of things you can destroy Hillary Clinton with, but no one has the will to do it. And it's because we won't stick up for each other, like the VA. For a year, we know they have secret death lists and don't give people treatment, not because there's not care, not because there's not money, but because they don't want the veterans getting better. They want you dead. You're done. Just like after a war, they spike cannons and destroy old tanks. They're doing that to you. They're retiring you the way you retire an old horse. You take it out on the back 40 and you shoot it in the head. Or maybe you call Elmer's Glue and they pull up and you march the old horse up into the back of the trailer and the horse gets sent off to get cut into dog food meat and army steaks. That's what they still feed the army, horse meat in the canned meat. And you eat your canned meat and the hooves get made into glue. And so that's why that's happening. Are people going to get upset? No, you're just going to go to the football game and get a tear in your eye when they show the American flag on the screen, the Star-Spangled Banner, and the TV camera cuts to troops that are there, part of the PSYOP, and then a Lockheed Martin ad comes on. Using the reflected glory of our warriors to sell the evil agenda, that's the rest of the story. All right, CIA director says the war on terror may never end. Syria, America's democratic terrorist. That's right. We're going to break that down. Hillary Clinton launching her campaign coming up this weekend. California approves bill banning child vaccine exemptions. That's huge news. New Ford car automatically obeys speed limits. The beginning of driverless cars is here. I'll tell you the rest of the story. Family of Walter Scott tells Reverend Al Sharpton, keep away, don't use their dead father as a way to create a circus, and a lot more. That's only the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to be covering here today. They're also announcing all over the news, police launching drones across the country, after, of course, denying any of that existed forever. We also have mainstream news. Police records shed light on secret training in USA. Aspects of exercises hint at domestic focus. That's the mainstream Minneapolis newspaper saying it's for America. Of course it is. But then you read under it, Infowars.com, with the rest of the story, National Guard blocks reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. Joe Biggs will be in studio with breaking news, not on that subject, but on a huge development coming up. We have a copy of the email with the contact for the National Guard, Captain Will Martin, in case any of you want to contact him, because they'll have mainstream news, Decepticon, and go, Jones claims they were banned. Jones claims they're going to launch drones. Remember just 4 years ago, AP and over 1,000 newspapers ran the story saying Jones is insane, Mad Drudge is insane, Curtin Nemo is insane. They ran an article on Drudge, now discredited. They said that. Now discredited, saying there were going to be drones watching farmers and people. Yeah, we were linked directly to the Defense Department's own press release. Oh, were we discredited? Kind of like they run these headlines. Yeah, Ted Cruz is discredited on Obamacare. He did that filibuster and said it'd be a big screw job, but hey, it's not hurting anybody, is it? When it's so horrible and so unpopular and so unconstitutional. Yeah, that Alice is discredited. He said a big glass of ice water is really good after you mow the lawn in July. Yeah, Alex is discredited. He said Marilyn Monroe was really good looking. Yeah, Alex is discredited. He said the NFL players wear helmets. Yeah, he's really a kook. And you're like, but it doesn't make sense. When they get up there, they play these mind games and go, there is no drone program. We have no drones. And the reporters go, but you've had drones all over the world for 10 years killing people. No, there's no drones. And then the head of the White House press corps, the spokesman, Biggs, is going to be doing a report on that soon, on drones. Gibbs comes out and says, yeah, of course it existed, but I had to tell you it didn't, even though it was known to exist. See, it's like if we said the Washington Monument is white. And anyway, there is no such thing as a Washington Monument. You go, yeah, it's there, across from the White House. It's got an aluminum capstone. Yeah, you can go up in an observation deck. I've been on it. I've been up in it a couple times when I was a kid. And they go, no, you haven't. Doesn't exist. And you go, yeah, it's there in D.C. on the Potomac. District of Criminals. They go, no. You go, yes. And they go, no. And they just play these games. There's no military training to take care of guns. There's no domestic spying. There's no NSA listening to you. They play these mind games, and it just doesn't work anymore. Joe in Texas on Jade Helm. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding her on the air.
How are you, Alex, sir?
Good, brother. Welcome.
Thank you. Alex, I got a couple of quick topics. I'm going to try to talk real fast. But the first one is credit to you on the drone thing they're getting ready to implement. It in the county sheriff's office in Uvalde, Texas. There is a headline in the Uvalde Leader News about it. And then secondly is I wanted to ask you about, I heard regarding, I went on the web and covered everything on Jade Helm that I could cover. There is one article on there, Alex, about that they're going to use on the special operations, they're going to use something equivalency of advanced warfare, which I know you've covered before, as far as the sound cannon on, like, mind control kind of thing. And
I didn't know that they were going to be using LRADs and microwave guns, but I know that at Tea Party events, I kept telling folks it's for us, and then out in Orange County, they had a pro-gun rally a few years ago, and here they showed up with a bunch of the microwave guns and the sound cannons, and now it's just standard. And I told folks, this is for us. And they go, no, it's not. No, it's not. But, yes, they're going to have crowd control, riot control, cordoning of cities, drills. But those won't be given media attention. They're going to give dirty bomb and decontamination events media attention to say, see, Alex Jones, or that unnamed website from Austin, said that we were coming to kill you. We didn't kill you. We just came and handed out lollipops. So, again, that's how they play their psyops.
Yes, sir. And I just, like I say, I'm up here in the Kill Country. One of the locations that I noticed on there was Lakey, Texas. I'm about 30 miles as far as the crow flies, but I'm back in the community, and I've been, there's several veterans up here where I live in my community. I'm an ex-Marine, was in the Noriega campaign and back in the early 80s, but it concerns me because of one of the things that was mentioned in one of the articles was that they can use this thing on their own troops. And if they do something like that, Alex, it's going to be, you know, you don't know what the troops are going to do. And it concerns me because being up here, and I've been spreading the word, there was a Uvalde County Real County deputy that's from Lakey, came up here. He's a new deputy, and he said, like, I'm just getting my bearings on the roads up here and stuff like that. And my mother-in-law happened to be, you know, she lives down the road from me. And she said that she asked him about the operation, and he said, well, there's nothing to worry about. It's just regular exercise. And I know better being in the service and what's involved. But
well, you know, if you were part of the Panama invasion, that they did these exact operations for a year beforehand, before they truly invaded. And this is a psyop on the troops, the public, you name it. But just like they tested atomics on the troops, and a lot of them died of cancer later, they are doing the same thing, testing microwave guns, the sound cannons, on the military people as well. So the military are the biggest victims, and the police are big victims in this as well, because they're being psyoped more than anybody else. God bless you, sir, and we appreciate you. We're going to break and come back with more calls, but here's what the system's most afraid of. And we're going to create a section on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to create a hotline during Jade Helm, but for any other event, because this stuff is just happening everywhere while we speak, not just Jade Helm, that seemed to get people's attention because it listed Texas and Utah and Orange County as basically terrorist areas. They're afraid of you, the veterans especially, and just citizens, period. We're all veterans of this globalist takeover. whether we know it or not. I mean, we're in the 21st century Psy War. You're in a war whether you know it or not. They're afraid of you videotaping, you reporting, you putting it on YouTube, you sending it to us. So everybody just get ready, relax. You hear there's drills going on, go out there and cover it. And if there's nothing to hide, they won't threaten you to turn your cameras off, which they do us all the time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
We've got a great political cartoon up on Infowars.com on the right-hand side, halfway down. Political illustration that really says it all. It shows what looks like about a 1,000-pound man sitting there with the optometrist doctor, who's Rand Paul, and he says, okay, you need to go on a diet. And he's pointing at the sight test board, it says cut spending. And the big government creature is saying, Dr. Rand, I'd like a second opinion. And how do we know it's big government? As I narrate for radio listeners, he has a big I heart big government tattoo on his right bicep. And that's what this comes down to. This country, this world is sick. No one can deny that. And then when we sit here and point out things that are blaringly going on, the media either lies or government lies, or they attack us. It's crazy. And so the system isn't trying to fix anything. They're just trying to create bigger crises that give them more power. But they'll lose everything in the end if the crisis gets so big that society and civilization implodes. The globalists think they built this world, and they didn't. Humanity built this civilization, not the parasites. Rob in Oregon, thank you for holding. Then we'll go to Chris and Donna and Lisa and Dennis and others. Go ahead, Rob.
AJ, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time. I know you don't like the thanks, so I won't give it. But give an attagirl to the wife for keeping you sane enough to keep rolling you out every day to deal with this stuff. And great little AJ juniors like me, so thank you for that.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, quick plug, OxyPowder. All I'm going to say is wow. So no stats, nothing like that, but the proof is right there in front of you. So solid on that. But, hey, the real thing, Alex, is I think this country is it's starting to upset me that I think we need to move the debate from if these things happen to they did happen, like a 9/11, like in Oklahoma City, and start dealing with that end. And maybe, you know, move the show to like a strategy point of view. But these police officers on that end, why not police your own? You know, if you're kind of a basketball team and you got a bad apple or two, you police your own. And they deal with it, and you weed it out that way. And I just
that's the globalist plan, is to try to get bad police chief in place that'll further federalize, globalize, and protect thugs to get the bad people out of there to create corrupt cultures. They want corrupted police departments in many areas so that the bad guys on top are safe. The mafias in government and corporations classically want corrupt cops so they're protected. And once you get a city or town that has that, it degenerates. Once you get a country that has it, it collapses. And so we know where corruption goes.
Yeah, agreed. I just think if you're awake enough, like we talk about them being one of the most awake groups, they ought to be able to be smart enough to infiltrate this and work it back the other way.
Well, they are. And, I mean, some departments are horrible. Some are okay. Some are great. Some have resisted the takeover. Others have gone along with it but actually haven't played along. Look, our hope lies to some extent with the police, but also our damnation does. Same thing with the military. That's why we obsess on it a lot. It's why the globalists obsess on it. And we shouldn't let the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, both discredited groups that have lost lawsuits and been connected to all sorts of criminal activity, we need to not have them training our police. I appreciate your call. I mean, you want to start somewhere? Start right there. The Southern Poverty Law Center folks quarterbacked Oklahoma City. Look it up. Quarterbacked it. Look it up. I mean, you've got to spend 8 hours on it. A Noble Lie breaks it down. The ADL got caught breaking into police files. They've lost a bunch of lawsuits. They make stuff up. It's a left-wing Israeli front. I mean, it's a foreign operating group in the country trying to demonize anybody that... I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I want to talk about your favorite friend, George Soros.
Oh, yes. What a sweetie pie. You mean the Nazi collaborator that's up and walking around?
Exactly, the loving liberal Nancy. Exactly. It seems that he has his eyes, along with the Clintons, on another country to destabilize. That country is the Dominican Republic. They are trying to push all the undocumented Haitians over to that side.
You know what? This is too important. Stay there. Don't hang up, Chris. I'm not going to cut you off. I meant to cover this a year ago, and then it excelled. I know about this. I've never been to the Dominican Republic, but I was talking to one of my family members that's in special operations, and he was telling me about what's going on. And I got to think about what I'm going to say here. I don't want to release anything I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to come right back to you on the other side. Absolutely. George Soros is involved with the UN. You can look at a satellite of that island. that on the east is the Dominican Republic, on the west is Haiti, and of course it had a different name back when it was a unified island, Hispaniola. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
That's
why. Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There it is.
is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Chris called in from New York. I'm going to go right back to him. But if you want to look at the globalist plan, it isn't that they love poor North Africans. It isn't that they love poor Haitians. It isn't that they love the poor Ukrainians. They will use pre-existing crises to export the crisis, and that's actually a communist technique. I'm not saying the globalists are communists. They just use that technique from the captured country that they're exploiting to the next country they're going to take over. This is just a tactic. And if you go back in the last 20 years, you never hear about this in the news. One of the safest places in the Caribbean, one of the highest standards of living, is the Dominican Republic. A lot of friends and family like to go there, play golf, you name it. I've never been. I want to go. Very inexpensive, but very nice. There are Haitian terror groups, real groups, that kill U.S. military personnel, kill Dominican Republic military, that are constantly running around, engaging in crimes, coming across the fence, and they just hate the prosperity of the Dominican Republic. If you look at a satellite shot, we'll see if the guys were able to pull this up during the break, because this is impromptu, of the Dominican Republic, of the island of Hispaniola, on the east Dominican Republic to the west Haiti, it's green on one side and dead and black on the other. We've got a satellite shot there. Now, if you pull back, you can see the entire island and how this is going on. Haiti is a hellhole, one of the worst hellholes on Earth, and then right next to it, you've got a place that's a paradise compared to that. And we can actually show folks a map, if we can, just of the Caribbean, and we'll show the island of Hispaniola itself. So there you have Haiti to the west, and to the east, you've got Dominican Republic. Now, my cousin was there more than 10 years ago on a secret mission, and I can't get into that. He didn't really tell me anything about the mission, but he told me the story of, they said, watch out when you're going back to your hotel. You know, sometimes people try to kill you, and these guys chased him. They were shooting at him. He drove over 100 miles an hour, got away from him, pulled in, and, of course, they had the front door people that looked like bellmen. They really weren't. They pulled out submachine guns, killed the guys that were Haitian right there, water hosed it off, moved it in minutes around, and no one even knew what was going on because their submachine guns had silencers on them. That was just one. I'm always saying, tell me war stories, tell me stories. He goes, I'll tell you one about where I almost got killed in the Dominican Republic. And they were doing operations trying to stabilize Haiti. And this is Haiti's response, is two Haitians in a car trying to kill him. So the caller calls in and says, George Soros, Dominican Republic, I know all about it. George Soros and all his useful idiot Hollywood people have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money and donations. And the Clintons, it came out in the news last year, have stolen 52%. In fact, pull that up so we get it exact. The Clintons have kept more than half the money that came into their foundation for Haiti for their jet airplanes and hotels and houses. And then the rest of the money goes to politically try to take control of the government of Haiti and then milk the port authorities and the public. So Haiti can't get out of its corruption. But the corrupt of Haiti want to take over the Dominican Republic that is not corrupt in comparison, and they're constantly trying to do it. And so I don't know what angle our guest is going with, but yeah, they're calling the Dominican Republic that is, I forget the exact numbers, but it's a majority what you'd call Hispanic, and then a minority white, and then a large minority of, quote, black, basically Haitians. And a lot of them are hardworking folks as well, but the Haitians from Haiti that are allied with the government are just in ongoing attacks on the Dominican Republic to take it over because they have nothing over there because they've already robbed each other. And so now they want to attack the Dominican Republic, and George Soros, I saw articles about this last year, is involved trying to get the Dominican Republic to give money and everything else and to allow large numbers of Haitians come into their country. Or they're racist. See, that's how this is even used on the people of the Dominican Republic that have done nothing to the Haitians. So let's go ahead and go to Chris. Chris, that's my angle. What's your angle on it?
Well, your angle is very accurate. I just want to say that, you know, these people, the Clintons, the Soros, and the Haitian oligarchs, they want to take over the country in VR, and they want to create this new Republic of Hispaniola. That's their solution to the Haitian crisis, to make the whole thing one island, to which just, I believe you call it clever and pivot, something like that. And
yes, that's where you collapse the whole thing into socialism, yes.
Exactly. That's where exactly where we're going. And then they can take advantage of everybody, you know, all poor, all messed up, and take control of natural resources. You know that every country that has oil is always the bad guy in the movie. And the Dominican Republic is filled with oil. You can actually see it coming out of the ground. You don't even have to drill far. So that's the bottom line. They want to take control of the oil that we as a sovereign nation have not been able to exploit. Because
I'm well aware of that. You got natural gas and oil all over that area. Notice Haiti's got it too, but they can't seem to get it out of the ground. It is just amazing, the inside baseball. But, you know, you never hear on the news that in the Dominican Republic, they deal with real Haitian terrorists who shoot military, police, tourists, you name it, trying to destabilize that country. You have to ask yourself, what is wrong with Haiti? Because I know Haiti claims that the Dominican Republic's theirs. I mean, give me a break. It'd be one thing if Haiti had their act together and they were trying to take over and make it a better place. But, I mean, who wants Haiti to run your country?
Well, when they so-called became free in 1805 and then they took control of the island in 1822, reduced 50% of the population in the Dominican Republic, killing everybody who was light-skinned and white, they're just out of control and they are too corrupt. Unfortunately, their own people do not give a rat's behind about their people. They don't document Haitians. They don't give them a good life. Meanwhile, all the politicians in Haiti are rich. This new president, Matali, he's been there for almost 4 years. He's already filthy rich.
Well, that's what it is. It's just kingpins that want to just rob the next country that isn't corrupt compared to them. Thank you so much, Chris. It's always the same story. George Soros lobbies to stop drilling off the Gulf of Mexico, and that's because he's heavily invested down off of Brazil and other areas developing those areas. See, it's artificial scarcity. You stop drilling here where you're not invested, that makes this investment go up. That's when Clinton was heavily invested in the Chinese company that owned the other big reserve, the only other big reserve of clean-burning coal in the world, in China. His investment more than doubled in just a few months after he got millions of acres in Utah laid off of access. It's very simple how they run these camps. Donna in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. You're listening on 1310 AM KEZM in Louisiana. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate everything you do. My sons have been listening to you since they were both in high school. They're now in their 20s. I listen every day. And, of course, now I'm listening to you with them. And I think this is one of the best conversations I've ever heard you have today, because everything coming out of your mouth is gangsters, 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 running everything. And I want to run this past you, okay? You've got police departments and court systems. They started out studying the mob, calling themselves FBI, whatever. They're going to bust the mob, right? The Italian mobsters. Well, they studied them so well, they started taking on their attributes. And now our court system, our police departments, have now become the same sociopaths that they declared that were their enemies that they want to destroy. That's why that they are coming after the citizens. And now it's become an us and them scenario. They've got snitches on the payroll and in exchange for information, and they're so busy, the police departments and the court systems, controlling and manipulating them, the everyday law-abiding citizen like me and you, we get cast to the wolves.
And more, they don't want general prosperity. I mean, countries always have some corruption, but they don't want general prosperity to come off the top. They want to run everything, and they want to raise taxes to shut down prosperity to make us poor and manageable. That's Cloward and Piven, and that's what they're doing. They want to make us poor like Haitians, make us poor like the Mexicans, make us poor like the Nigerians. As a political tool of control, they want to end a renaissance economy, the apple of the world's eye, and they want to push us into a conquest, king rat, fascist, controlled model with socialism used as the way to basically condition the public to be dependent.
That's it. Look, I'm living in a tent on 16 acres because the local court here took my husband's name off of a house that he inherited from his parents, gave it to a brother, and denied him his one-third share of the money. Both of them refused to sell the house. We moved back from Ohio. We were staying in it just temporarily because they demanded that we pay and fix it up because they had been mowing the yard the whole time for 5 years. Their mother was in the hospital. But the court system, the Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's Department, took my husband's name off the house, put one brother's name on it. There were three. The other two were in league together, sold the house out from under him, and we're living in a tent. Because and it cost us $15,000.
Did they do that outside of court? They just changed the paperwork?
No, they did it in court. I've got all the paperwork. I can send it to you. And that
well, that's pretty bad, but they didn't give him compensation and his name was on the deed?
Letter, and they sent the letter back to me as if Paul had done something wrong because we dared to complain that they did it.
Well, it's just a crazy world. It's a crazy world. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call, but you're right. It's gangsterism. People think it's cool to act like thugs and packs of wolves instead of acting like chivalrous men. And because men that are good don't stand up, because the world's so complex, most of them can't figure out how to do it. The enemy is just able to take over. It's a fight between good and evil, and it can manifest through anything. Look at this headline from RT. Utah police now responsible for more homicides than street gangs. And those statistics are out from AFP. Let's talk to Lisa in Colorado. Lisa, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call today. I just wanted to bring this to the attention of you and everybody. There is a lot of people that are being discriminated against by national autism organizations for speaking about personal vaccine injury that happened to their child. And basically what's happening is if you even say the word vaccine in any of these national autism organizations, they will tell you don't talk about vaccines. They will censor you.
We're not going to give you any aid. The big breast cancer associations, I mentioned this earlier, but you've experienced it. The autism groups, all of them, are there to control the operation and to get all the money from the runs and the events and the bake sales to get money to, quote, help the veterans, help the autistic, help the breast cancer. Never asking why breast cancer is exploding, why autism's exploding, why the veterans aren't being taken care of. Oh, just raise more money to give it to the very groups that are there to manage and control the target group. And so, yes, that's what they do.
And I'll tell you, we are a military family. We have fraternal twins that have autism. And there is so many people that we have encountered that are active duty military that have autistic children, like our neighbor to the left, our neighbor to the right, the people living behind us. We've all got blue lights on this month for autism awareness because we've all got these autistic kids. Nobody in our families have, you know, any genetics that would link to autism or anything like that.
Sure, but they'll tell you it's genetic now that everyone around you has it. And see, it's because veterans on average have had 4 to 5 times, you can pull these numbers up, the vaccines the general public has. And a lot of that gets passed on from the chemical load. They also inject the pregnant wives of GIs or pregnant women in the military. And if the baby survives, still there's going to be a major neurological problems in many cases. We've had the medical doctors on about it. And then they tell you keep your mouth shut about it. It's truly disgusting that this is going on, but they're not going to be able to hide it forever. The only way they can is by controlling the advocacy groups, just like they have the Veterans of Foreign War groups. We'll get mad if you talk about the troops being treated bad, or if you talk about the troops not being given medical treatment, or if you talk about troops having a threefold increase in deformities if they've been around DU and their babies. And boy, I tell you, they will cancel speakers, they will kick you out of most of these Veterans of Foreign War groups, because they'll put an operative who's there getting paid to suppress the troops and who is putting reports out to the FBI on every member of that VA. And people will wonder why they're part of the Veterans of Foreign War group in their little town or city, why it seems like the VA knows everything about you, or knows when you shoot your mouth off when you're having beer or whatever, and why your guns got taken, because it's nothing but an enemy operation at the top spying on you with HUMET. Go ahead.
Well, you know, even on posts like the doctors, they will not, they'll say, well, we don't know what causes autism, but we sure know it's not vaccines. And they'll sure they'll kind of laugh about it. It's really, really
bad. Well, see, that's meant to make you feel small. Fluoride hurting you? Oh, 1 in 50-something's got it now? Oh, you don't like Obamacare kicking you off your health plan and doubling your price? That's all PSYOP, and they're all involved, all in a conspiracy of the system, because they wouldn't have their job the minute they did the right thing. So they get into the fraud and convince themselves it's okay because they're such moral cowards. They're not even consciously evil.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Last year, in a Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Finally, a hard rock album that actually says something. Envy, the self-titled CU.
We all live in a world today where things are what they seem. And if you think the news is real, you're living in a dream. Politicians don't run too deep to fight for you and me. The representatives who cuts the check fulfill the corporate. I can't stand this no more.
Available on iTunes or Amazon.com. Visit envymusic.com.
We now take you live to Central Texas commence in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Special Ops Veterans Groups have launched Counter Jade Helm Operation. We spent a few days looking into these groups. Several of the groups look very legitimate with legitimate people involved. We don't know about the others. And I'm saying that because I've covered these drills they don't want covered before. And I've made films about it. We have it on tape. The military going around house to house saying don't talk to us in Florida and trying to set us up and our hotel room broken into and a guy jumping out trying to set fires saying we did it, who we later saw with the Army. I mean, it gets crazy. So I need to tell everybody, if you go out and individually cover this or just videotape it, you should be fine. But if you actually get approached by groups you don't know, this is what this is all about with the plainclothes military they're going to have out there practicing engaging the American people. And again, they're going to have thousands of different sub-scenarios going on over 2 months. Different drills, you know, scores of drills every day in 10 states. So there'll be hundreds of different things done each week over 2 months. So that's thousands and thousands. So that's part of the PSYOP. But if you run into the real stuff where they're practicing rounding people up or raiding gun stores or setting up checkpoints and taking guns, I mean, if you might catch the troops really pulling people out of cars on the side of a highway. I mean, you may catch a whole highway shut down with troops aiming guns and dragging people out by their hair and then they'll have like some special ops guy throw a smoke grenade at the regular military to see what happens. I mean, helicopters crashing into buildings, and that happened in Houston and fell 12 stories killing people. I mean, and it won't be on the news when it happens. Soldier of Fortune covered that, though, when the helicopter crashed. I mean, I've had them pull guns on me. Well, I put my hands up. My hands have started arguing. When I'm an Army veteran, this is America. And they're just like, I'm going to shoot you if you don't give me that camera right now. Mike's like, I don't care what you do. So they just grabbed him and took his camera away. To Mike's credit, he's just, I put my hands up. You know, Mike just got in their face and kept filming. Because he was so angry that they would do that to him in San Antonio when the police chief had already thrown him out. So I'm telling you, folks, I am a veteran of this, of covering it. And we had our reporters shot with rubber bullets and gas and the rest of it up in Ferguson for no reason. This is much more dangerous. If you run into one of their rail operations they don't want you to know about. I mean, the unannounced will be practicing taking over the Capitol. I would guess that's going to be done, unless the state says no, which the governor may. They'll practice taking over courthouses, or you'll be at a picnic at the side of the lake, and troops will march up, and they'll see if the troops will search you. And it's to test the troops and see if they'll do outrageous crap. So I'm not against the troops. This is a PSYOP on them, number one, the local government, number two, the public, number three. That's the PSYOP, in order. But now, this article just broke. Special Ops Veterans Groups have launched Counter Jade Helm Operation. Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs, contributed to the report. Let's just add Joe Biggs' name to the report. That's a Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs report. Great job, Paul Watson, being such a prolific, quick writer on his feet to get that done in just a few hours. Doing a great job. His article on our censorship, the Homeland Security saying we can't cover Jade Helm and refusing to let us be part of the press pool. That's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com right now. Briefly, we have a limited run. It'll be sold out for a month. We have the Child Ease with 20-plus known ingredients that don't drug your child, but just calm them, focus them, you name it. It works on adults as well. It's just a classical concentrated formula at a low price, 4 ounces of it. It's a good-sized bottle. InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast, so try it out today. And it's just amazing what it does. InfoWarsLife.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today. sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.